Okay, we are recording. So, today is March 4th, 2010, and the lesson that we're going to do is lesson number 34, Foot on the Head Lesson. Okay? I know, interesting title. So, go ahead and lie on your back. And begin by observing how you lie on your back tonight. And since this is for a few of you, your first time, I'll give you some general instructions and directions. So one of the things is that as you're lying there on your back, just getting familiar with the floor, is to notice how you rest on the floor. Sensing yourself. And throughout the lesson, I'd encourage you to, as much as possible, have your eyes closed, but there will be times where we're coming actually up to sitting, and certainly feel free to open your eyes, to use your eyes to come up to sitting, and if you want to keep them open when you're sitting, that's fine too. And sometimes you go back to having your eyes closed. That's going to be up to you tonight. And the reason for that is that when your eyes are closed, it really allows you to dip deeper into yourself and pay attention to yourself and not get so caught up into what your neighbor's doing, because it's really not about what your neighbor's doing, it's about what you're doing. And then the next thing to say is that I'll just be verbally describing movements for you to do and for you to just bring yourselves into the position and go as slow as possible and move as comfortably as possible. If something starts to hurt, then to back off, to do less, and to just really honor yourself in what you can do. So in saying that, you're going to begin by coming up to sitting, and you're going to sit with the soles of your feet together. That's it. And now we're going to start with the right leg, and your right hand is going to come through the center under your leg to get the right heel. There you go. And then your left hand is going to get a hold of the toes. You can. There you go. Now in this position, so Beth, see if you can allow your knees to spread out. Make it easier. There you go. So you're going to lift your leg. So start by just lifting your leg and lowering it back down. That's it. So you lift the leg and you lower it back down. That's it. Good. Feel, and all of you are doing a great job, that when you lift your leg, feel how you roll back with your pelvis. And then, yeah, good, perfect. You're doing great. That's it. Now this next time that you lift your leg, I want you to think of like almost making a circle with your leg. So you keep holding with both hands, and you lift, and you're going to circle the foot away from you, and then come towards your face and around. So it's like you're making a big circle with your foot. And again, you can have your eyes open, and then as you get a sensation of it, you can close your eyes. That's it, David. That's it. And now as you continue the movement, see if you can do the movement while you're breathing. So there's a tendency, as soon as you lift your leg, to hold your breath. See if you can just, that's it, breathe. Good. Excellent. Great. Pause and go ahead and lie on your back to rest. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, you're going to have your left knee standing. Some of you have both, so that's okay. You can bend both. But you're going to bring your right leg up towards you so you can get a hold of your right foot again. So bend the knee. That's it. And you come from, again, let the knee go to the outside. That's it. The right hand gets a hold of the heel, and guess where the left hand goes? Is with the toes. This is such a perfect lesson for you. It really is. And now in this position, if you need to lift your head, that's fine. You can lift your head as you lift your right foot and bring your foot towards your face. So again, it's the same kind of idea. Think of bringing, that's it. If you could imagine by the end of the lesson that your foot would be touching your nose. Go slow though. So you lift the head and bring the leg together, and then you go back to the floor to pause. Okay, so pause. So just keep this leg standing and just rest your head and pause. And just keep a hold here, but then just, this is a pause. So when you get a cramp, it means you're trying too hard. Yeah. So do less. So just that much. Wait, pause. There. And now pause. Now, could you start to do the circular motion? But lower the head. Don't hold it. So if you can make the circular motion with your leg without keeping your head in the air. So that's it, David. Can you let your head rest and think of coming up. Yeah. Let that shoulder relax. Yeah, he doesn't have to do all that funny extra movement. There you go. Let him relax. Think of bending the elbow. Notice how this elbow bends. Oh, what do you know? He can bend too. It doesn't have to be about the shoulder. Bend the elbow. There. Don't worry about the knee. They can touch the elbow. See if you can. There. So still hold on, but bend that elbow. There you go. Notice what you do with this one. Teach the other side. Beautiful. Okay. Let that go and rest again on your back. And if you can, when you're resting, to lengthen your legs. It's best to try to lie flat on your back when you're resting. If the knees are standing, it's an illusion that it's good for your back. It's actually still shortening your back muscles and your hip flexors. So if at all possible, just really allow everything to let go. Okay, so you're going to come up to sitting again, and you're going to sit with the soles of your feet together. Knees are spread apart, and you're going to get a hold of the right leg the exact same way. So you scoop underneath the right arm to get a hold of the heel. Left hand gets a hold of the toes, but I now want you to keep the leg down on the ground. There you go. Excellent. Okay, so I want this arm on the inside. And I want you to let those go. There you go. Okay, now in this position, begin to start to direct your head forward as if you were going to bring your head down to touch your foot. So just think of coming forward and then start to come over to the right side. So you bring your head forward and over to the right knee. And to do this, the left buttocks will have to lift away from the floor. And if you want to stand the left foot, stand to help you. Breathe. There. Breathe. Keep this foot standing, but let the butt come up. Okay. And I'll come help each one of you. Stand. Stand. Drop head. Let your butt cheek come up. That a girl. If you just learned that tonight. And now come back. That's it. Let your hip go. Let this open up in your hip. Let your knee. There you go. Drop your head. That's it. Okay. Relax more in here. Let this hip go.
That's it. There you go. There. There you go. Good. Okay. Okay, I'll come back to you in a sec. That's it. So, David, you two can put this foot standing. Okay. And as you take your head to the right, let the right cheek of your butt, that's it. I mean, the left cheek of your butt lift up, because I want your head to touch your knee. And as that gets comfortable, I actually want your head to come to the floor. Excellent. So you can, there you go. You can put this foot. There you go. I've got you.
Yeah, I don't know if I can come back up.
Sure you can. But instead of using your upper body, I want you to use your pelvis. So lower your head. You're doing beautiful. That's it. And let this leg relax. There you go. Feel it all standing. And now think of pulling from here. There you go. Let's try that again. Okay, so your weight comes here. You're doing great. You balance. Good, good, good. And now pull back with the hip. Bring back up here. Good. Okay? Keep playing with it. Come on, David. You can do it. That's it. Now I want you to think of pulling back from here. That's it. Try it a few more times. What's interesting about this movement is even though you're sitting on the ground, it can really feel like you're falling. I mean, it's like, it's no different than if you're standing up, the fear of falling. Just, do you feel that? Mm-hmm. So we're just going to keep playing here with this to get this real comfortable, because, you know, even though you're close to the ground, and that has to do with freedom in your pelvis and in your back. That's it. That's it, Beth. But see, you lift from here. See if you can, See if you can lift from here. Nope. Your head's lifting. Let this, start to go over. And now pull back down with this. There.
Okay.
Now do it again. Over. And there. And over. And there. Okay. Go ahead and lie on your back and rest. You guys are doing great. Yeah, so it is a really, it's a very, you know, amazing phenomena that even though you're on the floor, it's the same exact feeling of falling as if you were up higher. How's the temperature? Good? Okay. Yeah. Bend your knees, bring both feet up to standing. That's it. And now bring your right leg up again towards you, the knee out to the side. Get a hold of the leg the same way. You're such a good listener. You're not a good listener. Let the arm come from, that's it. You. Yeah, there you go. Okay, so now begin to lengthen the right leg over to the right so that you start to roll onto your right side. And you don't need to lift up your head. And your left leg can be standing, remember? So lower your head and just think, roll. How can we roll? How can we roll? There you go. How can we roll? There you go. And just let the left leg do whatever it needs to do to roll. The name of the game here is you want to roll, and I want you to keep your head down on the ground. I don't want you
to... It's a hard contest.
Oh, you're doing beautiful. You have no idea. That's it. Now take your time. Slow down because you're getting out of breath. That's it, Beth. Roll. Now, there's that moment that you lift your head. So can you lengthen your leg up here so you can slide? And just let this collapse. Ooh. There. You don't have to lift the head. Just roll. Go back onto your back. There you go. And bring this lengthen. on the ground. There you go. David, head on the ground. And now straighten the leg. Straighten it out so that your head comes forward. There you go. You can let go. Get the sock instead if you want. There you go. There you go. And roll. Lengthen the leg to help you. There you go. There you go. Okay. Okay. Roll again. There you go. Good. And come back. Okay. Rest on your back. Everybody rest. Is it Penny? Is that right? Penny. So just close your eyes for a minute, and I want you to just take in already how that left hand's starting to feel. You feel how much softer it's getting? Magic work. Because we're not asking it directly to do anything. So the body, the nervous system, is so focused on the other movement that it's allowing it, because it's participating and it's going with the rest, it's just softening. This is the beauty of this method. It does amazing work for people with strokes and kids with cerebral palsy. And I got involved because I was hit by a semi-truck on my bike, and I had 13 surgeries and broke just about everything on my left side, and I'm missing 3 muscle groups, and this changed my life. Okay, we're going to come up to sitting again. Same position, Beth. Knees are spread out. You're going to scoop under again, so nothing's changed. That's it, David. And you get, that's it, and it should feel easier. So now, let's lift the leg. Lift it and lower it, right, when we did the circles. Is it lighter? Yeah? Does it feel lighter? Is it easier to lift it? Right? You didn't lose any weight in the last 20 minutes, so something else happened. Yes, and I don't want you to use any core, because the more that the whole self is working, good, good. Okay, now can you hold the leg in the air, and now I want you to swing it to the left and to the right. Now, not just the leg, that's good, David, that you shift your weight and your butt. So you go from the right side to the left side. That's it. Could you actually bring your right foot all the way over to the left of the left knee and place it on the floor? That's it. What do you have to do, Beth? You have to lift up the right buttocks. Uh-huh. Okay. David, bring it all the way over and lift. Excellent. It's okay that you fall. It's okay. You're going to be an expert roller. So, yeah, lift up that cheek. There you go. And then come back. Go slow, Penny. So, so slow. Slow. There. Now when you come back, slow. So feel how you shift all the weight onto the left sit bone, mm-hmm. and then you come back. Good. David, can you do that? Can you get all the way over? Get all the weight off that right butt, whatever it takes. Come back, Penny. Now, rest the right leg down. Keep holding it. Don't let go with the hands, but keep the leg down. And now take your head forward over to the right knee, like we did in the beginning. Bring the left foot to standing. So now you bring all the weight onto the right sit bone. And just see if your balance is better already. That's right. And remember that just gently. There you go. I got your Penny there. And then feel how you come back up. So now you bring all the weight. Perfect, David. No, that's great, because that's where we're going. We're going into rolling. The idea is I want you to eventually get your head to be able to touch the floor. There you go. And what if from here, just stay there. Just stay. It's okay. What if from here, just let this leg relax and you roll onto your back. But don't lift your head. You're not allowed to lift your head. Mm-hmm. So also in Feldenkrais, we have what's called constraints. Mm-hmm. You're lifting your head. Under no conditions are you allowed to lift your head. Oh, there you go.
Lost my toe.
That's okay. Okay? And now we'll start again. So that's it, Beth. I'll get back to you, Penny. Come over here. Take your head to the ground. That a girl. Awesome. Lift this cheek as much as you need to. Now from here, you are not allowed to lift the head. You do whatever you need to do with the rest of the body to roll onto your back here. And then you're going to roll back over. There you go. But you are not allowed to lift the head. Not allowed to. There you go. Perfect. There you go. That's good enough. And mainly use, there you go. There you go. Okay. So let's start to go over here. Take your head forward. There you go. There you go. And just go from here. There you go. And then we'll come back up. Awesome. Awesome. Breathe. Come back over. Drop your head and just feel that. Just melt. Just let yourself melt. Beautiful. And then come back up. See how you're doing, David. Going over, drop that head. You never dreamed you'd be able to do this. No, that's it. There you go. Beautiful. Good. And then go back. And again, you never lift. The very last thing you do, let all this relax. Let this knee relax. Take the head forward, 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 and then you can come back up. There. Okay, do it again. Take it. Beautiful. That's it. Feel that. Oh, there you go. Roll back over. And whatever you need to do here, that's it. There you go. Awesome. Put that head down. Okay? It's called a constraint. You're doing beautiful. Yeah. What did you lift first? Roll. Roll. You just lifted your head. So every time you lift your head, your back tightens. And when the back tightens, you can't get up.
Okay. Gotta remember that.
Okay, last thing to come up is your head. And you're doing great, so let's just not worry about this hand. And I want you to slide your head. Just who cares about this arm? There you go. I don't care about, there you go. Whatever it takes to do with this leg. Now go back down, take your head down, drop it, roll back like this. Just feel that. And now come back over. That's it. And bring the head forward and come up to sit. That's it. Use this. Awesome. Beth, how you doing? There you go. Drag the head all the way to your knee. Bring that head over to your knee. Kiss your knee. There you go. That's it. Now pull yourself up, young lady, from this. Oh, that. Now go back. That. There. That'll change your life. Okay, everybody rest on your back.
I can tell you, last week when I got home, every joint was making noise. It was popping and
moving, moving, things opening up. Thank you, Penny. So as you're lying there, just notice how you're feeling now, resting on the floor. Notice how you're feeling your right side compared to the left. Okay, we're going to try one more variation before we'll go to the other side. Bring yourself up to sitting, same way. You're going to start the same way. Get a hold of the right foot. And then the left leg this time, I would like you to bend it behind like this. There you go. That's it. Uh-huh. You got it. Okay, and so you're going to start by the head comes forward over towards that right knee. That's it, David. Get that hand underneath. That's it, Penny. Then you take the head down. And again, if you feel like you can roll to your back, there you go. And then you reverse it. You roll back over onto your side and come back up to sitting. That's okay. No, no, don't let go. Don't worry about that. Here. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, we'll have Beth move over. But don't worry about that stuff. Just stay with you, okay? Don't lose what you just had something so great going, and not to worry about that. No, you worry about you. That's it, David. And now reverse it. Come back over and feel as this knee pull up from here. That's it. And then you go back down by this coming up. Yay, Penny, come on over. You're doing, what are you doing with that head? Remember, you roll and you use this. There. There, you're great. And now you're fine. And bring your head back down. There you go. Down. That's it. Easy. That's it. Slowly roll. And I have to tell you, Penny, you're just doing amazing, because this is not an easy lesson for you. For your first time, you're just, don't kick like that. I want you to feel it here. Nope. Just listen to me. Okay. There's no hurry. There's no hurry. You've done remarkable. That's it. That is what I want you to learn. Right where my hands are. So you're going to do it again. You're going to drop back down, and you're going to feel that, because it's going to change your life. It's not about kicking this leg. It's here. This is the power in your pelvis. This pulls you up. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I could do that.
Well, isn't that amazing? That's what you learned tonight. It's here. Forget that leg. It's not about the leg. And so again, what we do in Feldenkrais is we repeat it and repeat it till you get it.
Okay.
Your nervous system learns it. And as you're getting this, this hand is getting softer. Because this controls a lot in the hand. Feel that. Feel how soft. Yay! That's it. And let this. That's it.
You have to learn to press that knee in, I think.
No, don't think of it that way. It's all here. Go back down. There you go. And now reverse it right there. Pull up. That's it. Let all this relax. Yeah, I'm not going to let you. So I'm putting the constraint on this. And stop right there and come back up. Boom. There you go. Do it again. You'll never be the same walking. This leg is going to be totally different.
I hope so.
No, it is.
Can you help you, dear?
That's it. Excellent, Beth. Roll, roll. Bring that head forward over the knee. No cheating. I want you to rest on your back because you learned something big. You're cheating. I want that. Yep, I want you here.
Okay.
I only say that because I love you. You're not really cheating. But it's what I want for you. Now, that's it. Fold more and drop this head. There you go. Okay, everybody rest on your back. So it's really nice. I'm teaching the same lesson Wednesday and Thursday because I have the Wednesday class. But I have to tell you, it's just kind of been amazing watching. They've been coming for like, you know, months now, for like 3 months. And several of them could actually put their foot behind their head. And it was just like, that's how much progress by just doing 3 months of this with me. It blew their minds away. Well, that's over at the Silver Mountain. That's probably why. Different location, different time. So just feel how you're feeling right now. Notice how your right leg feels, the right side of your body. And even the left side, Penny, just notice the calmness in the leg. This work's really fun. so fun for me. Okay, so before we go anywhere here, because I want to teach a little bit. I don't know if we did this last week, David, for you. Beth has experienced it. But so what we're going to do now is I want you to first imagine. Imagine before you do anything. So I want you to imagine yourself coming up to sitting, the soles of your feet together. Imagine that you're going to scoop your left arm underneath to get a hold of the left heel. And then the right hand is going to get a hold of the toes. And you're going to see yourself first just lifting and lowering that left leg. And then see yourself making the circular movement that we made. And notice as you're visualizing, there's like two ways, and I'm sure there's more ways, but two direct ways in which you could visualize. One is as if you're outside of yourself watching yourself, and the other is as if you're really in yourself doing it. So it's just kind of interesting to notice how do you visualize things, and just kind of make a note of that for yourself, just pure curiosity. And now go ahead and roll to your side and bring yourself up to sitting. Soles of the feet are together, and we're going to get a hold of that left leg. So remember the in from the inside. So you come from the left hand inside under the left. There you go. And then the right hand gets a hold of the toes. This is the outside. So remember you want to come from the inside. There you go. And just start by lifting the leg a little bit and lowering it. That's it, David. And again, just notice, this is again another part about this work and how you roll back with your pelvis. But just from the get-go, it's already easier on this side, right? Why? Because your brain already has told this side what to do. This is how quick the work is. So the place that you start on this side is not the same place that you started on the other side. Does that make sense? Okay. Because it's all about what the brain is registering. And then you visualizing it even impacted it more. Okay, so lift and start to make the circle. And notice, do you like to bring the leg in and go up and around? Or do you take it out away from you and then come in? It doesn't matter. I'd like you to try both ways, but it's just interesting. How do you want to move it away from you first? Try to make a bigger circle so the foot comes all the way up to your nose, into your face. Maybe it's more like an oval. That's it, Penny. Feel how you round your back and you're moving in your pelvis. Beth, roll back more. Really roll back in your pelvis. More, more, more. Yeah. But there you go. All that work that you do in that pelvis of yours. Rawr. Good. And let that go and rest on your back. Now, staying on your back, bend your knees, bring your feet first to standing, and then you're going to bring the left leg up towards you. Again, the knee bent out to the side so you can scoop the left arm from the inside underneath the calf to get the heel, and your right hand grabs the toes, and you're going to lift your left leg up, and you can lift your head to meet each other, and then bring them folded back down. Always lower your head back down. And then lift the head. And I want you to think, Beth, more of lengthening. So as you lift, now lift the head. There. So you're lengthening the leg some. Do you see how different that is?
Yeah.
Lengthen. Get some length in those hamstrings. Lengthen. That's it, David. Look at you go. Beautiful. Now try to lift the leg once or twice without lifting the head. Just see that you can still lengthen the leg. That's it. There you go. Now can you lengthen the leg and start to roll to the left side? You can do whatever you want with the right leg to allow yourself to roll onto your left side. That's it, Penny. Whatever you need to do. That's it, Beth. There you go. And then you use the pelvis to pull you back over. That's it. Not the head. Penny, I'm going to put a weight on your head. You're not allowed to lift your head. So the word that we use in teaching is it's a constraint. And the reason you have constraints is that it allows the other part of the body and nervous system to learn. But you're so conditioned to do it by your head and your neck, which actually tightens your back muscles. So just kind of have in the back of your head go, okay, I'm not, it's glued to the floor. Just let it stay to the floor. Again, it's just a constraint. There's times I let you lift it and there's other times I don't. So then what you do is you ask yourself, okay, what am I going to do with the left leg, or excuse me, the right leg? I can lift it in the air, whatever it takes to come all the way over. But you don't have to sit, but to lie onto the side. So I'm giving you freedom of whatever you want to do with the right leg and the right side of your back. The only constraint is your head stays down. That's it, David. You can bring that leg all the way up in the air. Both legs can come in the air to roll over. There you go. That's it, Beth. That's it. Great. Okay, come back onto your back and rest. Okay, roll to your side, come up to sitting again, please, for me. Soles of your feet together. You're going to get a hold of, once again, that left leg. So you come from the inside, the left arm goes under the calf and gets the heel. Right hand gets the toes, but you keep the leg down now, right? And we're going to start to take your head forward and over towards the left knee, which means your right butt has to come up. And just do a little and then go back. That's it. Just introduce yourself to it. There's no rush. There's no hurry. With this work, there is no hurry. And then feel this pull. That's it. Beautiful. But I don't want you to lift back up with your head. I know it's a big habit for you. You're seeing that. You and I will change that together. There you go. Beautiful. That's it, Beth. So notice now for all of you, it's. Do you feel how it doesn't feel so fearful like falling?
Yeah.
Does it? That fear of falling is not there anymore. You see how quickly the nervous system, your brain affects things? So, I mean, for all of you, it really felt like falling on the other side. And now you're like, okay, I can do this. That's it. Beautiful. Beautiful. Just melt. And then you pull from here. That's it. Now, the next time that you come back up, I want you to lift your left leg and start to swing it to the left and to the right. Not that high. So knees are spread open. Come to what I call neutral. And just like cradling a baby, you're cradling your left leg. And you swing enough that you start to shift your weight in your buttocks. That's it, Penny. And the idea is, could you eventually bring the left foot all the way over to the right side of the right knee, which means that the left buttock has to come up, and you would place it standing. That's okay. And it's okay. See, it's good to experience a fall. It's not so bad. Let your head go, though. There you go. And then come back up. You can roll onto your back and come back up. There you go. Okay, so let's just see if you can. You're doing great. Pick up your leg.
Okay.
And just bring it over here so that we get off. That's it. Get off that cheek.
Okay.
And then we come back onto that cheek.
Yeah, so
it's just there. Shifting up, but you're rolling backwards. I want you to stay forward. And we're coming over here like this.
Strength.
It's not strength.
No.
Mm-mm. It's all organization. So just go slow. There you go. Was that strength?
No. Oh, I was trying too hard.
Exactly. When you try too hard, you
That's
fail.
That's all you want?
That's all I want.
Oh, I see.
One more time. Good. Okay, now go back to just keeping the legs, the soles of the feet together, the neutral position.
Okay.
Get a hold of that left leg again. And now bring your head over to the left, in front of the left knee, down to the left knee. If you want to bring that right foot to stand. And can you touch the... That's it, David. There you go. And now reverse it. And eventually, so that you bring your head to the outside of the left knee, onto the floor, to roll onto your back. This is just like there. Now just pause there. Thank you. Just let all that tension go. Now I want you to feel right here, that same spot pulls you up. Well, of course, because I need to help you a little bit. Beautiful, beautiful. So first you lift and roll. Let this side lift. That's it. Let that head go down. I want you to just hang out there for a second. Just breathe. And now pull here. There you go. I know it. It's so exciting, isn't it? It will. It is doing it. It is doing it. If you only know, you will see, Penny, your life is not going to be the same after tonight. You're going to go home and things, basic things, getting out of the car, getting into bed, sitting on the toilet, all those things are going to be completely different for you from now on, just from tonight. As I was explaining in my Wednesday class, that really the movements you're doing here tonight are really about that. So that's it, David. Now see if you can bring yourself all the way forward back up to sitting. Bring the head forward on the floor. There you go. There you go. There. That's okay. Good. Good. Think of coming more forward, even if your butt comes off the floor. Okay? That's it, Penny. Awesome. Awesome. What are you doing with that head? That's it. That's it. There you go. Okay, everybody rest. You need to rest. So the reason for resting, please lie on your back, just rest. Let your legs be long. It's so important for the rests, not just to rest. But that is really when your brain is processing what the heck you've just been doing. So, and I haven't told you guys much about the philosophy of this work, but Moshe observed and watched how babies developed and learned to move because his wife was a pediatrician and worked with children. So, you know, if you think back to babies, they try something and they try it again and again and again, and then they're wiped out, nap time, and they go into complete sleep because the nervous system is processing all that learning. Does that make sense? And I have this great video of my daughter. It's a great video. She was close to 12 months, 11 to 12. So she was up in this sitting position and had this plastic jar. And for 20 minutes, that's a long time, it was take off the lid, put it down, stick the hand in, come out, grab the lid, put it back on. Take off the lid, put it down. Stick the hand in, get the lid, put it back on, 20 minutes. And her, you could just see in her brain, it's like conceptualizing There's space in here. There's space out here. If you just think of that one thing, how much learning was in that one activity? She was figuring out there was a lid. It covers. Then you can't get to this inside space. But you take that off, and you can. And this container has got space in it, but then there's space around it. All that stuff, I'm giving it language, right, is going on. So, yeah, 20 minutes. And what did she learn from that? This is a jar. This can hold things. There's space in it, a lid. It seals it. All that's processing. And then you're ready for a nap. It's a lot. And unfortunately, in our school systems, that's what we should be doing with kids. We should actually, every period, kids should have like 5 minutes to just lower their heads on the table and let go. Instead of cramming, just to process whatever they got before they go to the next thing. But does that make sense? Yeah, it's an amazing thing because you think, like, is she getting bored, you know? But if you really understand conceptually what she was developing inside of her little brain, it is truly amazing. And we all go through all these different steps. So kids will repeat and repeat, but then after they've done so much, it's nap time. So the rest is really critical for that processing to kind of be absorbed in. That makes sense? Okay, so bring yourself up to sitting again. This time, as you get a hold of the left foot, you're going to bring the right foot bent behind. That's it. Remember that the left hand comes underneath the calf to get a hold of the heel. The right hand gets the left toes. That's it. And you bring yourself forward first, over towards that left knee. That's it, Beth. To the point you can lift your butt up. I don't care about you lifting up your butt. Lift the butt up. Whatever it takes to get the head down. So first start with that. And then if you can sweep your head on the floor, kind of make an arc. That's it. You know, David, move this leg a little bit further away. Give yourself a little bit. There you go. And now I want you to lift up that butt. So I want you to come forward a little bit more there. And I want you to pivot on your knees. So bring your weight onto your knees. Up. There. I want you to do that. And now I want you to go back down. Figure out what that's about. Lift your butt. Drop your head. Beth, you do the same thing. That's it. That's it, Penny. So lift your butt. Come onto your knees. But you don't have to work the foot. And now lower the pelvis back down. That's it. So use those knees. Come onto the knees to lift, not the foot, the knees to lift the pelvis. There you go. You don't have to go that high. And go back down. So what this is called is when I see somebody struggling, is I throw in a different variation. Okay? So that's okay. Change your hand position. So we add in a variation. So do it again. Come onto the knees because it makes the pelvis light. Take the head down. That's it, Penny. Don't worry about your hands. And now come back down. Now go back to the motion of taking your head forward over towards the right knee. Sorry, to the left knee. And rolling down onto your side. Roll all the way onto the left side. So the right, that's it. Keep your head down. And now roll back. Okay, now just let this relax. There you go. You can do whatever you want with this leg. There. And pull up from there. Okay, and roll back over, Penny. Over, up. What'd you do? At least I've got you thinking. That's it. There you go. Over. And that's it. Right there. You did it. And now drop the head first. Get to the ground. Until the head touches the ground, you're not allowed to roll. And then you start to roll. That's it. Beautiful. And then you're going to roll back over. Do not lift that head. That's it. And then look at you. No one would even know that you had it. Would you even know that she had a stroke? Come on. You couldn't. You would never know the way that she's moving. You're moving no different than anybody else here. That's it. This is great. You're just Ah, beautiful. Beautiful. Keeping that head down. Beautiful, beautiful. And feeling here. Okay, I want you to rest. You've had enough. Okay, David, that's it. Go over. Just let that get out of the way. There you go. Feel that. Yeah, get that foot out of the way. You're bringing it too close. Get this foot spread over there. There you go. There. Just feel this leg. Let this all relax in that hip joint. Let this go. Let this go. It doesn't need to be so tight. Now, go ahead and roll the head. That's it. And then feel this is what pulls. That's the movement. You see that? Now drop the head. And let's just do that little bit right here. And now, see how much power is in the pelvis? That's it. I love you coming. That's it. Feel that. That will change your life right there. Good. Okay. No talking. You're not supposed to be talking. Lie on your back. No talking. Talking is not part of resting. Your nervous system needs to rest. She's doing amazing.
I can hear you.
It's awesome. She's never going to feel the same. She just is not going to know what happened to her tonight. Can you feel how different everything is?
Yeah.
The softness? When I say softness, it means the tone's letting go. And the reason the tone is letting go is because you've taught it tonight. It doesn't need to be there. But everybody else has worked with, when your hand's like this, they keep on trying to do this. Well, we put it in a functional way. Grab onto something and feel what happens with the whole body, and then the tone lets go. I have a beautiful video of Moshe working with a guy that had a stroke, that huge tone, his, like this, and he came in like this, and an hour later, he walked out like a totally normal person. And he had him do what you would think were the strangest things in the whole world. Yes, he had him standing, he had him pushing his head into the wall, and doing all these strange things, and you're thinking, what does this have to do with anything?
Well, how did you figure that out?
Well, Moshe's so brilliant. Well, because your head is your whole, is connecting the whole spine. So each time he pressed into the wall, you couldn't maintain this tonus because the spine had to feel what gravity does. And it released the leg. So, I mean, that was Moshe's brilliance, is he thought in terms of physics all the time. So just take a moment to see how you're feeling there, lying on your back. How much more comfortable you feel on your back now. And how the floor becomes really friendly, yeah? It's like it's really comfortable. Exactly. Usually when you first lie down and you feel like just points are making contact of yourself, and now it's just like you melt. So when you feel just those points or areas touching, it means that even when you're trying to rest, right, you're doing what's called parasitic effort. Muscles are still contracting, even though logically you're saying, I'm lying on the floor, on the ground, everything should let go. And then that's, again, another part about this method is learning for your body to let go of that parasitic effort. Beth, you do a lot of that in your hips where you're just, for no reason, holding, you know? So it means you're contracting muscles for no reason, the tone. So it's teaching the nervous system and the body how to let go of that. Okay, so let's have you go ahead and roll to your side. You're going to come up to sitting and then standing. Penny, do you need some help? Okay. And when you're standing, it's just to take a moment to feel how you feel in standing. So just stand with your arms down by your side. That's it. And just notice how it feels now compared to when you walked in, especially around your neck, your shoulders. Notice how much more grounded you feel down in your feet. And can you feel how much less tone is going on? How your arm in particular is just almost hanging the same as the other arm. Who would figure? How's it feel, David? Great. Beth?
Yeah, my neck is
great. So I'd like you to just walk a little bit around the room and see how walking feels. Okay?